2-1-2 break. Lead pass, Celebrini moving in, shoot, star!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Will Smith in front, he scores!
As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Palat the drive, great save by Askarov!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
An optional skate at Sharks Ice in San Jose as we have a San Jose Sharks Carolina Hurricane Storm coming up at SAP Center tonight. Drew, this has been an interesting layoff. Now we get back to hockey. The Sharks have had time off. They've had time to reflect on where they are and where they're going. What do you reflect on?
How this team has grown and how individuals have continued to move up as far as their development and the young kids and how impressive they've been. I thought, and I've stated this before, I thought they'd have more wins. I thought they'd be up higher in the standings. I thought they would be battling to be a 500 team. I was overly optimistic, but I don't mind being overly optimistic. I look at where we were last year with 10, 15, 20 games remaining and how that team was playing then, and how the feeling then versus the feeling now. I think about what Ryan Warsawski said, do we want to have to reset again next year, or do we want to build on the progress we make this year, which is what this team is looking like they're doing. Their progress has been noticeable. There's still areas where, of course, you want to see them improve on the ice, but as far as off the ice, the engagement of the players, the competitiveness of the players, the fact that they go out and they work every day, they get along really well with each other. There's a better feeling in that room with the individuals right now than there was last year. I think that I look at, of course, Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, Colin Graf, has been tremendous. Three guys to watch. Shakir Mukmadoon finding his way. I look at Ty Dellandrea and Barkley Goodrow and how hard they played. Tyler Toffoli and what he's meant to this team. And even though trade deadline hurt, because it did, we lost some great people. Great people. You could tell with Mike Greer, it hurt. Personally, the guy's still persevered. So the pain that we're going through is, yes, as far as wins and losses, it's still painful. But as far as growth, you can definitely this year see it. You can definitely feel it.
I think a real big part of that is because there's more of that core group together now. Everybody knows who the core pieces are. They know that Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith are absolutely critical to the future. They know Shakir Mukhamudun, critical to the future, Colin Graf. And tonight we get to see Luca Cagnoni, a smallish defenseman who is extremely creative, a great thinker of the game, and a very strong guy on the power play. I'm really fascinated to see how he's going to translate what he can do at the NHL level.
Yeah, and he's going to go up against it's going to be a very tough test for Luca tonight because the Carolina Hurricanes are a very hard forechecking team, and they are relentless. But with Luca, what you're going to see is a good skater. Not great breakneck speed. He's not like an explosive skater, but his agility, his edge work, his ability to slip the checks, his ability to walk the line, his ability to use his edges and just wait and find some space is critical. Getting back to pucks, he's really good. Moving the puck, he's really good. Now, this is at the WHL and now at the AHL level as well. So he's been able to graduate to that AHL level real quickly. He's got a good shot, not overpowering, but he gets it through. He's smart. He finds passing lanes or shooting lanes, and he also finds passing lanes because of his vision. He's a very good young player. He is going to be, I think, a very good defenseman. I think Dan Boyle a lot because of stature, because of smarts. I think that both had similar skills. Danny didn't have a great shot, but he got it through. Dan read the ice really well. So does Luca. It's going to be this is going to be the first step in what I believe to be a very long journey in the NHL. I think he is going to be one of those guys that when power play happens, you know, he's going to be eventually the first guy coming over the boards. He's that smart of a player.
He's not going to be the only guy taking a solo lap, though, today, because Georgi Romanov is getting the start and goal. He's played three games, but none of them have been a start. And in a sense, that's really when it begins for a goaltender, when he gets a starting assignment and thinks about it all day. I'm excited to see him, too.
Yeah, you know, as you know, I help Nicky Nolenberger whenever I get the chance to do the CUDA games, and I think Georgi's game has really taken off this year. When you look at the way that he has developed and he has evolved, a lot of it credit to the great Yevgeny Nabokov. Abby has been with him every day, and you and I have talked about it. And Abby's coach, when we've been over there watching the practice, he's coaching. And big guy, good range, good side-to-side motion. The key for Georgi is to give them the stops they need. Try, and these are the ones that kill you, don't let them get through you. Don't let the puck get through you. You know, if the guy scores, the guy scores. But what the Sharks goaltenders this year have not given the team, and I don't mean to be critical, but you have to be honest, right? It's that one stop. It's when you make the stop versus how many you make sometimes. And the Sharks are going to need that, especially tonight. I mean, tonight's going to be a very tough test. You're saying Carolina's won what, 7 in a row?
Right.
Yeah, so they won 7 in a row, and they're a hard team to play against, really hard team to play against. So for Georgi, make the saves when you have to.
I'm going to talk about Carolina in a minute, but I want to think about that identity that we're talking about there, and the Sharks are trying to develop one. But before I do that, I want to give a special shout-out to a couple of people that don't get often spoken about, three of them, in fact. John McCarthy, Louis Moss, and Kyle Hagel. These are the coaches of the San Jose Barracuda who still have that team playing. They beat San Diego 4-0 yesterday in front of a great crowd of kids on the student day. But that was a big step forward for them to get closer to the playoffs. They're being challenged because all their top players are being plucked out to play in the NHL. So let's first start with the coaches and the job that they do. I think the defensemen particularly, I'm excited about seeing Cagnoni because from what I've seen from the start of the year, his stick work and his defensive play has really improved. And I got to credit Coach Louis Moss for that.
Yeah, he's done a really nice job. In fact, yesterday that game was 4-0 and the game was really never in doubt from the get-go. They started out great and they needed it. They needed it because they were 1-1-1. They were dropped down to sixth spot, top seven in the Pacific Division, make the playoffs. So they needed a big win. They got a big win. They got a really good game. Jimmy Schulte's back up. Ethan Fritsch, another defenseman, played really well yesterday. In fact, their D played well. Brandon Hache came back from the East Coast League. He played a heck of a game. This is a good defensive core, and they're very well coached. The whole team is very well coached, but Louis has done a nice job. And their penalty kill, which I know Louis is in charge of, were perfect yesterday. And especially in the neutral zone, they were great. Now, when you look at everybody else on that coaching staff, they've done a nice job, Danny. They play a little bit different in the defensive zone than Ryan Warshawski's team does here, and they do a good job of it. But what you see, again, from the CUDA along with the Sharks, is compete. You know who's really played well? Thomas Bortolo. Thomas Bortolo is not, you know, he's a guy that we thought would be up here, maybe right now with Will and Macklin and Colin. He hasn't been, but he has been really good. He's another smallish guy. His checking game, Danny, is so much better than it's ever been. His forechecking game, really good. Ethan Cardwell, we've seen. There's a lot of good things happening, and coaching has been fantastic down there. I think Johnny and his team have done a great job.
And the guys that are getting experience at the NHL level, Jimmy Schulte today, Luca Cagnoni today, also Colin Graf, who's on the AHL playoff list, that's going to help them get to the Calder Cup playoffs and be stronger players there because the style of hockey, including a game like tonight, is the style of hockey they're going to face in round one of the Calder Cup playoffs. Now, final thought about the Hurricanes. They're a team coached by Rod Brind'Amour, and usually coaches adjust to the roster they have. But Carolina is one of those teams where the players had better adjust to the way they play.
And it's a great way to put it. It's a great way to put it because Rod Brind'Amour, as Ryan Warshawski knows him very well, they're friends. In fact, he worked under him in East Coast League, etc. Rod Brind'Amour has a way to play. Rod Brind'Amour demands, doesn't coach you, doesn't coax you, doesn't push you, demands that you play that way. And Ryan Warshawski said today, some guys it takes 10, 15 games. 20 games maybe to understand what Rod wants. Fast-paced, hard forechecking, very, very tough to play against, like Rod was. And you're right, it's more of a 23, 24, 25 Rob Brindamores than it is individual players.
Going to be interesting tonight. By the way, Brent Burns passes Patrick Marleau on the all-time consecutive games played list. At the age of 40, Burnsy keeps on going, and that's going to be an important factor in this game. Tonight, the Sharks against the Hurricanes. We're on at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.